Researchers, school administrators, and teachers all talk about the achievement gap that exists between Black students and their white classmates. At Riverside High School in Durham, a small group of students is taking action to try and close that gap. WUNC Youth Reporter Emmanuel Tolb reports.
Maybe the most obvious lesson I got from my AP Psychology class was about math. There were some numbers that just didn't seem to add up. I was one of 5 Blacks out of 32 students. But my school is over 40% Black. It felt weird. It made me wonder if I actually belonged. Jaden Jules is a friend of mine. He experienced a similar feeling at North Carolina's Governor School. I met him at Starbucks, somewhere we've talked about this stuff before.
And I just kept racking my brain about why were the reasons why more Black people were not at Governor School. And I just concluded that there were just some educational inequalities that were happening in North Carolina.
After Governor School, Jaden decided to take on the achievement gap, starting at our school. He called me and a few of our friends, and together we formed the Riverside High School Black Student Union. But we got some pushback from the school administration.
Okay, so the first meeting was actually an illegal meeting. Like, we were not supposed to have it.
The administration didn't like us using the word Black in the club's name. They wanted to call the club Stars.
So we had an Underground Railroad meeting at the Starbucks. We sat outside, we pulled up like a couple of like tables, we put it together, and we just had a meeting.
We had a lot more meetings after that. We earned the respect of the administration, got official club status, and started making progress. We held SAT and ACT tutoring in the winter, and a college application workshop in the spring. One day during homeroom, we walked class to class, talking to freshmen and sophomores about how we need more Black students in honors and AP classes. We got a bunch of Black students to sign up.
I think we got 35 more students for the fall 2017 to spring 2018 school year.
People talk about the achievement gap like it's just a number, but it has a real impact on me and my friends. Take McKenna Kenua. She's Black and she's smart. There's nothing I can do that she couldn't, but we ended up on different paths. She still talks about what it could have been like if she had the opportunity to excel in elementary school.
So in second grade, our teacher was like, hey, we're going to go play like on the volleyball kind of, the kickball area, right? But then Mr. Rex, the AIG teacher, called out like 5 names to go in the classroom with him. I was one of those names.
AIG? That's the gifted program for smart kids. McKenna went to the gifted class for only one day.
And then after that, I just never saw him again. I don't know why he didn't sign me up. I was perfect. Second grade, I was bomb.
But I was signed up. I was one of the few Black kids picked for gifted classes in my elementary school. This set me up for more honors classes in high school, and I finished Riverside with all honors. I'm going to Elon with a scholarship this fall. And McKenna, our paths may be coming back together. She's taking 5 AP classes this year as a senior. And she's applying to college. Black Student Union had a college application workshop this past spring, and McKenna came.
Now, I had no idea anything about that whatsoever. And so by going to that, I learned things that I didn't know. And so that's kept me informed.
Jaden and I are moving on now, but McKenna's got to keep working, and the club has to keep working too. The achievement gap is real, and it's not going to close by itself. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Emmanuel Tobe.